The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nida Daf Lamed Zayin. We'll discuss in this shiur, one of the inyanim that's discussed over here in this perek, in this daf, is the inyan of Dam Toihar, that the dam that Yoleda sees after the 7 days, he made the Nidas Devoiso. There's the 14 days of Nekeva. We explained that 7 plus 7. And then there's 7, there's the 33 for a total of 40. And those 33 days, the dam that she sees is Dam Toyer. It's Shaykh to Yoleda, it's not Shaykh to Nida, it's not Metame. She is a Tfulas Yoim Oruch. The dam she sees is not Milo Merid. Same by Nekeva, the 7 plus 7 is the 14, plus 33 plus 33 is 66, till the 80th day. The din of Dam Toihar, it was interesting by the Kadmonim, the Rambam brings down such a minig. There was a minig not to be toivel until the full 40 days, the full 80 days was up. That means even if a woman is not seeing any dam whatsoever, but since the Torah was keveh, kilu, the Torah was keveh, 40 days and 80 days, zochon and keva, there's no tahara. The Rambam very strongly denounces this minig. He says that's a minig tzeduki. Why is he called a minig tzeduki? Because they read the pasuk wrong. Chazal darshan the pasuk of shloishim v'sholosh yom teishev al tmei tahara, that's teishev, that the dam is not metame. They understood teishev al tmei tahara means she's teishev without tahara, that she can't go to the mikveh. So we don't have that minig. The minig is brought down and frowned upon. Lemaisa, the Rishonim said that anybody who in their family has that minig should be machmir, but the Rambam seems to disregard this minig totally. What is negeh to us is if she does see dam. If she doesn't see dam, she can be mitar. Lemaisa, minig tzeduki or not, but the doctors, the conventional wisdom is that a woman's body needs time to heal from the traumatic experience of a childbirth, and it's not healthy for the body anyways before 6 to 8 weeks to be Isaac B'tashmish. Therefore, the system is built in a way from the Rabbeinu Shlalom and the dam that we, our minig is to be metame al dam toyar. It's not only a good system, but it's not only a chumra in terms of halacha, but it's a good system in terms of the physical and emotional, by the way, needs of a woman after childbirth. Pekudei Hashem Yishorim, Toyos Hashem Tamimah, that's usually the way it is, and we might point out that Dam Nida, with the 7 days, that we're moisiv 5 days, Chumra Agabi Chumra, of 3 days of Chshash Paleta Zera, with another day for Ben Hashmoshes, we always make a loy plug 12 days, that's also very consistent with the physiological needs of a woman's body. And again, the Rabbeinu Shalom, the same Rabbeinu Shalom that made people's body, is the Rabbeinu Shalom who made everything in the world only as an expression of Estakel Beraisa Bore Alma. It's not the pshat that because it's healthy for the body, the Rabban Shalom made it that way. Chazal made it that way because it's good for a woman's body. But Chazal made it that way inherently because of the halachos. And that itself is the Estakel Beraisa Bore Alma to create the physical reality of what's good for a woman's body and what's not. Let's go weiter. The meaning, like we said, is that we are mitame dam toich the 40 days and toich the 80 days, even though midderaisa, that dam is dam, it's not mitame, it's dam toyar. Might add, by the way, in reference to what we said before about a month and a half, 2 months, is also important for a woman's body not to start another pregnancy. And very often the doctors will suggest birth control, and the Rabbonim don't want to start with a birth control because be'etzem, unless there's an overriding need, a woman should be, a couple should make a decision to be Isaac as much as possible in Peruvu. But the few months after a pregnancy, which are extremely crucial for a woman not to start a pregnancy, the best and most natural birth control is the fact that we're makbid on Dam Toyar, and a woman b'derech chalal is not mitare herself till 6 to 8 weeks. So that also is part of the system. The minig that we're mitame, dam, even the yimei toyar, it seems that it wasn't so posh. It was not exera from Chazal. In the Rambam, the Rambam still brings down two monogam. He says in Sfar there were noyik to be mitame until she made shivas nikiyim. like a regular nidur, even though the dam is in days where the dam is not metame. He says that in Tzorfas, the minig was not to be makbid. Today, all across the board, everybody is makbid. The whole Klal Yisrael is makbid, and there's no mokum lahokul b'chlal. The Ramban has an interesting yachas with this chumrah. It's a chumrah of later dairies. He says, l'chayri, the Gemara already says that our nashi didan on makbid, yichmir al atzmam, chumrah der abzeira to be makbid on shivanakim, even though, like we said, nido does not need shivanakim, a zova needs shivanakim, our women l'chayri need this, not zovis. But still, because it's mixing up nidis and zovis, zovis and nidis, deraisa, hechmir al atzmam, always to count shivanakim. He says, if that's true, legabe, Nida and Zova, it's also true Legabi Dam that she's seeing Bimei Toya. You get mixed up between different types of Riyas Dam, Metama everything, she can't be Metairus of until she has Sheva Nakim from any Dam. Kanira, that the meaning was not Mispashid until later on, the Betkufis HaGad Moinim. The Loshon Ramon Kuf Tzadik Dalit is that the dam of Yemei Torah is Kechol Dam. It's not Pshat Stam that we're Machmir on the days, but we treat that as Dam Nida. The same way as Ziva, we treat Nida as a break in Ziva. We're Machmir that any dam that we see is Tomei. The same is true over here. The meaning is to treat the dam as regular dam. What's Nafkamina if it's regular dam or if it's Dam Achumro? Nafkamina is Lamoshul. The halach is that a kala sees dam, or a kala even that doesn't see dam, the beer rishoyna on psulim, because there's dam psulim, so chazal will machmir dam psulim to all the dam, but that's not real dam, that's not dam that comes out of her body, as part of a period, part of a reaction. That's dam from a makkah, really. So that dam, the halach is that it does not need a fifth day. The fifth day that we wait to make a Hefsek Tari, it only needs 4 days, which is a discussion unto itself, Dam Nida and Dam Psulim. The Chassam Sofer in Yerudei Nun Zayin says, look, if the Ramos Loshen is Kechol Dam, then the Dam over here has to be treated Kechol Dam. And Memela, if a woman sees a blood flow in the middle, she's Tahira, and then she sees Dam, the Marshal, 6 weeks after the pregnancy, she was already mitired herself. She didn't see dam. She already went to the mikveh. She sees dam out of the blue. L'chor, is that dam nida? No, it's bimei hatoya. Like we pointed out, the Ramban wonders about this because if anything, there's more sibidim machmer. It mamsh looks like a regular period. It doesn't look like yimei zova. It's just the days of after your letters happens to be the successor kosov, but it looks mamish like a new flow. Why shouldn't we be mitame? But said chumadur b'zera. Say that the minig wasn't to be machma, wasn't so across the board. But today that the minig is kachol dam, it's mamish like regular dam. If she has a re'iyas dam 6 weeks after childbirth, even though she had already gone to the mikveh, she made shivanakim, she had already cleaned up and been tevelas. The aloch is that's mamish re'iyas dam. You have to wait for a fifth day. There's no coolness. Another place where this comes into focus is Lagabit Tliya B'Ksavim. A woman sees dam for 3 days after she sees dam. We have what's called a Mayim Pesuach. The assumption is that a woman sees dam, that the blood flow is not going to stop after 1 day. It's going to be at least 3 days. We're machmir in every Sofik. Why? Because there's a chazaka that she's aiming to see more dam. It's called Mayim Pesuach. The nafkamin is l'gabi ksomim. 3 days after dam comes out, so the ksomim is considered a hemshich of the mayim pesuach. It's part of the chumris of when a moich dochuk is necessary and when it's not necessary. Maybe we'd say that a woman who sees dam, even though it's mamish a period, but since it's bimei dam toya, so we don't treat it mamish as a period, mayim pesuach, we'd be meiko by ksomim. Says the Tshuva Zavnei Tzedek. No, the Ramah says that's Kechol Dam. The same thing with Chassam Sofer says, there got to be 4 days and 5 days. The only mokum that there is to be Mekel Halocha Lamaisa with the Minig, to be Machmer and Dam Toyar, and not to treat it as Mamish like a Riyaz Dam, is a Noid Yehuda in Yerudei, a Simit Tzadik Vov, that if she sees Dam Be'emtzi Meitor B'Shas Tashmish, normally the halach is sugis that we had earlier in sugis and shvuis. The halach is if a woman is piercing nida b'shas tashmish. So Marela, he is over in Isser if he's Parash Mimena Be'ever Chai, because that's considered a Maisa Bia itself, a Noaz Bia. He has to be Parish, he has to be Bepachat, and he has to be Parish Be'ever Meis. That halacha we won't have, and he has to, as soon as possible, cause himself that the Eivah should be Meis, and then he's Parish Mimena. That halacha we won't have by a Yoledes. Yoledes sees Dam 6 weeks after a birth, and she's ready to hoiru, and he's ba'alel, but if it's be'emtza bia that he sees dam, the halacha will be that there's a big bachum la'akul, that he doesn't have to be perish many. Even on that, there's a pisch yeshuv, v'shem v'nachal tzvi, that argues, says that dam toya is regular dam, Ramos says dam toya is regular dam, that's the meaning, to be machmir b'dam toya, like any dam of dam nido or dam ziv. Again, the re'ir that she has been made dam toya, is l'chor only a minute to be machmir. It's not a din from Chazal. L'chor, it's a minig ba'alma. So let's say a woman does see dam. She goes to the mikveh. L'chor, does she make a bracha shekin d'shon m'tzayis of tzivanu on that tefillah? There are different minhagim who's mevorach ala minig. There are different cases that come up in Shas. Mevorachin ala minig and mevorachin ala minig. Rav Ozner Zatzal writes in a tshuva that a woman makes a bracha on this tefillah, because the minig was to be noig this dam al derech Rav Zera, that's dam nida. It wasn't stam a minig to be mitameher. It was a minig to treat this dam as dam nida. If it's dam nida, then it goes under the regular category of dam nida. Rav Ozner points out there's a chiddush bedover. Any time, even according to those that are noig not to be mavarach al haminhog, there are different cases in Shas, but what happens with a minig is to treat X, a new case, like part of Y, a pre-existing din, which is not a minig, which is a mitzvah. The minig was to treat something else like part of that. Rav Ozner says we have a raya over here from the minig to be mevorech ala tefillah, like I'll be something else. There's a halacha that we light neiros, the women light neiros in Erev Yom Kippur. In Chazal, it was clear that we're minhagim that yes, minhagim that not, because Yom Kippur there's no din outside, there's no einig Yom Kippur. So there's no complete chiyuv to light neiros. It's a minig. Rav Ozner says, so why do the women make a bracha la hashek d'shon v'sayis v'tzivan lahadlik neir shol yom kippur? According to ones that are noig to be mevarach al minig, okay. But according to the Rishonim that hold the Nachronim Upaskin that we know make a bracha on a minig, why do all the women make a bracha on Erev Yom Kippur? The teretz is because what's the minig? The minig is to treat Yom Kippur like Shabbos and Yom Tov. The minig is to be machnis Yom Kippur bechlal hamoyadim that are have a din of hadlokas neiros. So mainly make a bracha because of all Yom Tov, not to make a bracha because of Yom Kippur. The same svara of us points out. Let's just take a deeper look for a second. The etzem halacha that dam, a woman has a riyas dam. The riyas dam is a regular riyam dam mimakoira. Why shouldn't it be mitame? Okay, it's a gzeres hakosov. But what's the gather of the gzeres hakosov? A woman that sees dam in amakoira is mitame tumas nida. Why shouldn't she be tame? Why is the shame yeledes that's still on her, that she only brings a carbon after 40 days, 80 days? Those are dinim in yeledes. What does that have to do with the fact that this dam is a regular dam shiyotzim in amakoira? What you see is that the fact that she has a shame, she has a din yeledes, menatayru means that we see that any dam that's going to be triggered leaving her body is part of that reality. It could be dam min hamakor, but the trigger for it is not the regular womanly cycle, it's not the regular menstrual cycle, it's part of the metzias of being yeledes. That dam is not metame. Let's point out an afkamina that we've seen in someplace else. In Krisus Dav Zayin Amibes, it says, the Lagabi, a woman bringing karbonis. After a lady, you have a woman, let's say, on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, she gave birth. She gave birth to an akeva, she gave birth to a daughter. Her 80 days will finish Cheshvan Kislev, and another almost 20 days into Teves. What happens if 2 months later, because an uber, hipilo, could only be with the tzuris of lot of 40 days. But let's say a month after birth, she was mitire herself. And then she had 40 days. So on day 75, she miscarries that pregnancy. The miscarriage of that pregnancy carries with it the mechayiv of bringing a carbon on that pregnancy as well. And the question is, if a regular flow of dam by a Yoledes, toich 80 days, 80 days is more dramatic, it's a much longer time than 40 days. Toich the 80 days, she has a Rias dam, we don't look at it, it's not metamic because she has a din Yoledes. So why don't we say also over here that dam is not metamic her, of the second Leda, because she has a status of Yoledes from the first Leda. So look, the Gedder Advarim is very simple. The point is that we see Yoledes as a Sibur for dam to leave her body. Mimela, all the dam that leaves her body, we look at her as Yoledes. She's in a different state of life. She's not a regular woman with a menstrual flow. She's Yoledes. But that's only when we're talking about something that's not dam Yoledes. So we say that it's not dam Yoledes. It's dam Yoledes. It's not dam from another Sibur. Or the dam that came out of her Makar, even if it's a regular menstrual period, because she's Yoledes, we look at the Yoledes as being the cause. But Yoledes is not Moinea that there should be another Leda. So that there could be two Ledas toich those 80 days, she'll have to bring two Karbonis. Take a look at Rashi over here in Amid Beis. Rashi in Lamed Zayin Amid Beis says that there's no Zova b'mei dam toyer, because we have Alocha, that dam koishi is not metame. The blood that's metame a woman, bizov, has to be a flow of blood. It has to be a zivas dam. If it came out b'koishi of contractions of labor, then it's dam koishi. It's not dam that's metame. So Rashi points out that the whole 80 days, all the dam is, we look at that as a hemshich. If she saw dam day after day, we see that dam is not being ziva. Neither she can't become. A zova she also doesn't become because it's dam koishi, not dam ziva. By us, that's only koishi, where there's a physical metzias of labor, there's contractions. What you see in Rashi is that the leda redefines her reality to the point where everything, every dam she's going to see in those 80 days is defined biyachas in terms of her status as being a yoledes. Similar to what we said, that if three times she becomes a zava, then every dam thereafter is all an expression of her state of a zava. The same is true by Yoledes. Yoledes is kaveh shem b'fnei atzma. Anything that she's going to see in those 40 or in those 80 days of Yoledes nekeva, everything is defined in terms of her status as a Yoledes. It won't be a nida. She can become a Yoledes a second time around. That's not, one is not, doesn't negate her becoming a nida the other time. But it also defines the dam as not being dam that comes out of her naturally. It's not dam ziva. It's dam that comes out of, in the process of Yoledes. That's dam koishi. So the Rashi is right in saying that there won't be any tumah ziva in those 80 days.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.